From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For years, the U.S. Coast Guard has been giving its lighthouses to communities for historic preservation. While no longer needed for navigation, the lighthouses can be a big draw for tourism, and they can spark interest in maritime history. But in Michigan, where tourism is important and the economy is hurting, the effort has stalled. That has some preservationists worried that the most remote lighthouses on the Great Lakes will deteriorate beyond repair. Interlochen Public Radio's Peter Payat reports.
The Detour Reef Light sits on a concrete platform about a mile offshore in northern Lake Huron. To get there, you have to step from your boat onto a ladder cut into a concrete wall rising out of the lake. If it's a nice day, like this one, there won't be 3-foot waves tossing your boat.
It's 20 feet up that ladder. You notice that you don't have very much room to get your foot in there, so you want to very carefully go up.
That's Chuck Feltner, the historian for the Detour Reef Light Preservation Society. Up top, we emerge on the pier deck, and from here the lighthouse stretches 6 stories up into the blue sky. It was built in 1931, and the Preservation Society has raised more than $1 million to restore it, starting with the crane used to lift gear up onto the deck. Feltner says the very end of the crane's arm is the original, salvaged from the lake.
And we found it out there in the water and dragged it up and had it welded on there. If you look at it from this side, it has the original builder's plate on it, J.C. Bush Company out of Milwaukee, who built this crane originally. And that plate was on there. It's a brass plate. So that was a nice find.
Like many restored lighthouses, Detour has a keepers program that allows visitors to stay for the weekend. And it's booked into next summer, even though part of the deal includes scraping seagull droppings off the deck. Feltner knows of no other U.S. lighthouse on an offshore reef that allows overnight visits. And this lighthouse is now on the National Register of Historic Places. But there's one problem. The Society doesn't own the light yet, even though the Coast Guard would like to hand it over. That's because the bottom of the lake is public property, and if you want to own a building on public land, you need an agreement with the state. But years of negotiations with the state haven't produced one. Preservation Society lawyer Cliff Haley says no preservation group will take over an offshore light on the state's terms, which call for paying rent and providing liability insurance.
Why should a volunteer organization have to get insurance because they're a steward for a historical facility? The state should waive that kind of requirement.
But Skip Pruss, deputy director of the Department of Environmental Quality, says the state can't waive the requirements. Pruss says the terms are dictated by state law, though he understands these are volunteer groups doing important historic preservation.
We want to encourage them to do that. We want to aid them to do that. We give them grant money to do that. But we need to do that in accord with the laws of the state, which we are obligated to administer. And that's the rub. But I'm confident that ultimately we'll work through it.
But proposed legislative solutions have also been in the works for years, to no avail. There are another dozen offshore lights in Michigan that have been abandoned by the Coast Guard. Dick Moll, who heads the Great Lakes Lighthouse Keepers Association, says the prospects for saving those get worse with each passing day.
At some point in time, the degradation of these offshore lights are going to be such that people are going to say, to hell with it. I mean, it's time has passed, and it's too expensive to take on the challenge.
But for now, those lighthouses will have to wait until the state and preservationists can agree on ownership and put them to good use. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette.